Knowing ourselves very deeply is the key to having a successful life. And in knowing ourselves, we have to also know and understand the beliefs that we have resonating within us. Know and understand what is vibrating inside you at a subconscious level. This is the fundamental resonance of who you are. It is your vibration. It is your foundation. It is the cause of what is happening to you. Now, how do we do this? How do we know and understand what is resonating inside us? Well, first, we have to have a desire to know it. We have to be interested. We have to understand that as mind power students, everything that we think, both consciously and subconsciously, is having an effect in our life. And with this desire to know ourselves very deeply, we begin to observe ourselves. And observing ourselves, we look at our life and what is happening to us, both without, in the outer world of reality, and within. We look at our life without judgment, because we want to know ourselves deeply. And when we look within, one of the things that we're confronted with immediately is the great trickster. Now, you have been working with the great trickster over these last number of weeks. Nobody can be doing mind powers regularly and consistently without knowing about the great trickster. But what is often not realized is that what the great trickster is an aspect of our subconscious mind. Now, I've said that there are two main functions of the subconscious. The one function is to give us guidance and insight, to allow us to receive from higher levels of awareness, insights, truth, guidance. And the other aspect of the subconscious is in manifestation, that we can go into our subconscious and imprint any thought, any idea, any belief that we wish to have resonating inside us. Now, what has happened in our life is that our subconscious is like a storage room in the basement, stuffed with all types of things that we've forgotten about. Poet Robert Bly called it the long black bag that we carry around within us. It is the shadow. Hurts, failures, disappointments, paths not taken, shame, and a host of other undesirable phenomena all reside within. And so what the great trickster does is it feeds us these little thoughts, often without us even realizing that we're hearing them. You're not going to get ahead. You're never going to have a good relationship. You're not going to heal yourself. And in knowing ourselves, what we understand is these are quite often reflections of old beliefs that are just vibrating inside us. It's time for a spring cleaning. It's time to look within and remove these old beliefs to counteract the effect that they're having on us. So we look within at the great trickster. We also look at the problem areas of our life. And quite often what will happen to us in our life is you will find many areas of your life are working well, and then there might be one or two areas that are not working so well. We have relationships. We have our career. We have our financial objectives. We have our health. We have our spirituality, we have our love, we have our self-appreciation or self-criticism. And in all aspects of our life, it is a reflection of us. It is a reflection of what is going on inside us. And having worked with people now for 30 years, working with mind powers, I can tell you absolutely, in any area of your life where you're having problems and difficulties, you can be assured that this has to do with having a negative belief on that aspect of your life. And this negative belief resonating on a subconscious level can be sabotaging your success. The other area to observe is reoccurring patterns. Anytime that you have reoccurring patterns in your life, this is almost always, again, reflections of something within the subconscious. Life is a reflection of you. Life is a perfect reflection of you. So if you're having reoccurring patterns in any area of your life, then you can be assured it is a reflection of something within your subconscious. Let me share with you a story about what happened to me many years ago. I had a reoccurring pattern in my life. And what that reoccurring pattern was, is that I would be in a relationship with a woman. Everything would be going great. It would be fabulous. And then I would end up leaving that relationship. Now, I don't want to give the illusion that I left every single relationship. Sometimes I was left as well. But in 90% of the times, I was the one that did the leaving. And this was very puzzling to me, because I would leave not when the relationship was bad, I would leave when it was good. And I couldn't figure out at all why that was happening. And on working with my subconscious, what happened is that one day, what popped into my mind is that my mother didn't leave me because I wasn't good enough. You see, my mother drowned when I was 13, and it was a very traumatic event, as you can imagine. And I dealt with it the best that I could, and I didn't really think there was any lasting effect in my life. And yet here I was in my mid-40s, and what had come up to the conscious level of my mind is that my mother didn't leave me because I wasn't good enough. Well, of course she didn't leave me because I wasn't good enough. She drowned. But somehow my subconscious mind had interpreted that event as my mother leaving me. And so what I had acted out in my life is I was so hurt by my mother leaving me, dying, that I had made a decision on a subconscious level that I would never be hurt again by a woman. And so in order to never be hurt again by a woman, when I got too intimate, when my relationships were good, then rather than get left or the chance of being left, I would do the leaving. And it wasn't until consciously, I realized what was in my subconscious mind that I was able to change that pattern. So any time that you have reoccurring patterns in your life, you can strongly suspect that there are subconscious forces at work. And as you begin to pursue and look into it, you will definitely find it. Because your subconscious mind will always reveal its agenda if you approach it with honesty and sincerity. Beliefs are not necessarily real or logical. I mean, it was not logical for my subconscious mind to interpret my mother drowning as her leaving me because I'm not good enough. And that's important to know. It's not real or logical. These beliefs that we have within us, they just are. And they are vortexes of energy, very powerful energy vibrating within us.